Wickham Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you to get tested for the COVID, or are you calling to register for the vaccination?
The vaccination. I just have a quick question about.
Okay.
I see on the 8th, it will cover, you know, certain groups of people. Now, is that falling under the 1C, or is it, you know, how it's 1B, 1C, or whatever for phase one? Do you know?
Hold on for a second. I'm going to look into that.
I was just a little confused on the press release that came out, and I couldn't.
Those currently eligible for the vaccine in Alabama are healthcare providers, nursing home residents, law enforcement officers, firefighters, and persons ages 75 and older. Beginning February the 8th, people 65 or older and additional groups of critical workers will be eligible to get the vaccine. While the current vaccine supply is limited, it is necessary to prioritize vaccines for those who are at highest risk of getting the virus or becoming seriously ill. Alabama has worked with the stakeholders and has followed guidelines provided by the federal government to develop Alabama's allocation plan. Visit ALCLD.gov to check your eligibility for the vaccination. I know there's different tests, I'm guessing. It doesn't says that, you know, have that in the articles. I'm looking right now on the Alabama Public Health site.
Yeah, it doesn't specifically say.
Yeah, it doesn't specifically say.
In phase one, it's group 1C, which covers, because in the press release that I read, it gave two out of the three definitions, you know, or options for 1C. So I guess my question is, as I'm so confused, is why would they do open it up to two of the groups and not the third group within that phase, you know, phase 1C, I guess. So that's what I'm trying to clarify.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily go into detail about that.
So how do we clarify if it's the 1C group or the 1B group? I don't understand why.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't be able to provide that neither, because, you know, everybody's getting unorganized information and no direct information. Just like with me talking to the customers back and forth through the hotline, you know, we go by a script that we have to say. So, you know, we don't get provided with a lot of information that I can get back out to the customers. So, yeah, that's why I'm looking on the Alabama Public Health website right now for you. But it does not specifically say, you know, I thought it was just one shot in the COVID vaccination. I didn't know that they had more than one.
No,
yeah, I didn't know they had more than one.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what's the, okay.
Well, because my, you know, because it says the critical workers and age 65 over 74, correct. Now, I'm considered in this group. I work in the higher education sector.
Mm-hmm.
So that's considered the critical, you know, workers.
Yeah, that will be updated. It says February the 8th.
Uh-huh. On the 8th, right. Now, my husband, he's in the high medical conditions risk.
Mm-hmm.
He's got MS. But I'm so confused. Why would I be eligible more than him? You know, anyway.
Yeah, once we register,
so
we don't have that choice on our computer where I can, you know, click on something and put him in. For like, if I was to register him right now, there wouldn't be an option in the computer where I can click and say, oh, where he's diabetic. You know, they don't give us the option to put in the computer. They just ask for us to ask the first and last name, age, phone number, and email, and that's it. So, like, I always tell the customers, once you do get reached back out for an appointment, I would suggest you would aware your health department about those issues. You know, have documentation on those issues, get documentation from his doctor saying that he qualifies and he's at a high risk and he needs to get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, my question is because in this press release, 2 out of 3, I mean, I know you can't help me, but I don't know who to call to clarify what press release. You know, it just, I guess I'll call. Maybe I'll call the public health department. I don't know. Okay.
What county are you in?
I'm in Baldwin.
Okay. I can, they have a link on here where I can look up walk-ins and drive-through clinics in your county. If you would like for me to do that, I know those you don't have to have appointments.
Right. I would just hate for him to go sit in that line, and then they tell him that, sorry, we can't give it to you because you're not on this list. You know what I mean? You don't fit.
Yeah, I know the walk-in clinics, those are, you don't have to have an appointment for that.
Well, no, I'm just saying fall under the specific criteria.
Yeah, so if you would do that, well, if that was in your suggestion list, before doing that, get documentation from his doctor.
Is there a number I can call? Are there numbers that we can call, like at these clinics, or and ask them questions?
I can.
Actually just sit in line.
What county are you in?
Baldwin County.
I can give you the Baldwin Health, the Baldwin County Health Department. I have some other ones on here, but for some reason, those two are not giving me phone numbers, but the Baldwin County Health Department, I have that phone number.
Okay.
That phone number is 251-946-8025.
Okay.
And let me see for a second. Are there any numbers that can be contacted for the walk-in clinics and the drive-throughs? Yeah, all these are no appointment needed.
Okay.
They're actually having some. These are in Owa and Foley, Alabama.
Right. Is that the only one? Do they have one in Daphne?
I wonder if that's the same thing that the customer called me about on the last call. Said Owa was doing drive-thrus at their amusement park.
Mm-hmm. It is. Owa is an amusement park.
Okay. You have that one. I'm not, it don't give me a phone number for them, but I'm not sure if, how old is he?
He's 52.
Yeah, I'm not sure. All I say is for him to go ahead and get that is to get documentation from his doctor. But, what's the other county you say you want to look in?
Well, I mean, it's still Baldwin. I was just wondering if it was going to be in Daphne as well, like if they have
okay.
City of Daphne.
D-A-P-H. Give me a second. That's still Baldwin, correct?
Correct, yes.
No, ma'am, just all Owa.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's crazy. All right. Well, that's all I needed to know. So I'm going to call the health.
I wonder would they, that's what I want to know. How would they know if it's a drive-through and they just have to stay in your car? How would they know that he's, you know,
yeah,
his age.
Documentation. Mm-hmm. Well, the age, but, you know, for what I'm saying is, it's, well, they'll ask for his ID. You have to bring your ID. But is on the press
release. I know that you, if you were to go there, you would, you know, you would get it.
Well, as a critical worker, I'm sure I have to bring some sort of documentation.
Yeah, you got to have documentation for all that. It doesn't list me with the age. It just tells me.
Yeah, it doesn't say anybody with.
Okay, so.
No, it says covered.
How they put it in this sentence, it says there will be a first come, first serve availability for the first responders, healthcare workers, and those 75 and older.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know, it doesn't provide any
so
other
let me
information.
Ask, so another thing, too. So it says covered in this expanded group are people at high risk.
Yeah, but, anybody could just show up and say, hey, I'm at high risk. You know, we have some people out there, you know, that's, you know,
right,
not going
to
tell the truth. So I'm pretty
yeah,
sure
yeah.
you got to have documentation.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's got, yeah, he's definitely covered under that area. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So it's just. Oh well. All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
Do you have his doctor's number, or is there any way you can get in touch with his doctor?
Not right at the moment.
Do you guys know the doctor's name?
Dr. Kilgo is his neurologist.
Dr. Kilbill?
Kilgo.
Spell it for me.
K-I-L-G-O. Kilgo.
And this is in Madison?
No, he's out of Mobile.
It popped right out. That's why I asked. It said, William Kigo, Mobile, Alabama. Sometimes they have the doctor's phone number listed on here. So I'm going to give you that phone number.
Okay.
Right after we get off the phone, I would advise you to call because his hours does say closes soon, 5 p.m.
Uh-huh.
He's a neurologist.
Neurologist.
All right. That phone number is 251. 660 5108.
Okay.
All right. I hope you get in touch with him.
You're
welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
You too.